For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
I'm putting a team member on blast because what I saw today is absolutely unacceptable. Familiar name to K-Rock listeners for the last nine or over 10 years now, Tom from The Breakfast Show.
Yeah, familiar.
He's been around. We love him. This morning, I caught him doing something totally inappropriate in the work bathroom.
Tom, I know it can't be anything too crazy because of the time slot we're talking about this, but the mind boggles. The man's capable of anything.
Yes, he is. I walked into the urinal and I heard him before I saw him.
Oh, no. What's he doing?
He was standing at the urinal using his phone.
So
with both hands.
No. What?
You can't do that, right?
No, I don't think, is that a, like, physically, can you do that? Did he not wet his shoes?
Well, I, again, because I didn't see, I didn't want to look too long, but I fully assume.
Interesting choice of words.
I fully assume his pants were around his ankles.
Stop it. That's our boss.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, as a fellow male with male genitals, yep, when I go to the urinal, personally, I have never used my mobile phone. That's exclusively for sitting down and doing a number two. And you go, oh, it's been 12 minutes. I probably should get out of
here. It definitely feels unnecessary. Now, the thing is that really rattles me about this is the fact that it was double-handed.
Double-handed.
So, I mean, the phone. Yes, I have seen that man text and he is like phone to the face, two thumbs going nuts. Uh-huh. Well, once again, the words. Two thumbs, yeah, going bananas. Oh, yeah. No.
So is there a knee bend? I go into the cubicle because I'm like, absolutely not on. And then so I finish before him because he's obviously playing Snake 2 or something. And then I go, we're washing our hands. I was like, what is wrong with you? And he's like, it's fine. And he just brushes. It's fine. It's nothing. It's fine.
The confidence on that man is sickening.
Like, what do you mean? It's fine. I've never seen it. Maybe I've seen it, like, you know, when you go to like the footy at GMHBA or the MCG or Marble, and there's
some animal just there.
Yeah,
doing
just like, but they're like a couple of plastics in, like, you know, a couple of plastic cups in their pockets. Like, this was at 10:40 on a Thursday morning, double handing it in the urinal, holding his phone, watching a video.
Oh, I am upset with him.
I wanted to hit the phones with this. 5223295 Fellas, do you use your phone at the urinal? Or is it common? Am I just this like tiny man that just is just not
once again the words. No, but is this normal? I don't think this is normal. I don't think there's anyone else in the world that is doing a double-handed phone use while at the urinal, standing at the urinal.
Sometimes I do need other men to chime in on this stuff because I wouldn't necessarily be like,
you sit down to wee.
Just almost got through a whole segment without you just saying something completely unrelated and hideous about me.
It's unrelated.
Well, Davo wipes from the front. 5 2 2.
I don't.
Two,
what?
Nine, fellas, do you use your phone at the urinal? Oh, sorry, I crossed the line. You're right. To explain himself, joining us now on the phone is Tom from The Brekkie Show. Tom, I'd say good afternoon, but is it really?
Hi, guys. I've just put in both of your calendars a 9:30 meeting tomorrow morning with myself. We're just going to have a little chat off air. But no, what?
Oh, fair enough. Oh. So, Tom, why are you two-handing your phone while standing at the urinal?
Yeah.
Well, I'm very busy. As a manager, there's no downtime, as you can imagine. You guys probably wouldn't get it, but it's just go, go, go on this side of the building, unfortunately. So whenever I've got a spare second, I am still sending emails, you know, looking at spreadsheets, sort of sharing those spreadsheets with the relevant parties, that sort of business, you know.
I wouldn't have thought so, to be honest. I mean, the two hands on the phone just feels unnecessary. Wouldn't you go a one-handed, one-hand, one-hand situation?
Oh, look, it's a sort of an ad hoc sort of situation there. Sometimes, yes, but, you know, I'm also quite... quite well-versed in sort of the manipulation thereof, so,
unlikely.
You know.
Tom, okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Yeah. And I need you to be honest with myself, with Davo, and people listening across Geelong. What video were you watching when I walked into the bathroom?
I had just opened Instagram and K-Rock video popped up and it was Loggy and I, so you could hear my own voice.
Oh,
it was a video of myself. But to be fair, I didn't go looking for it. It was the first thing that popped up.
I have a feeling this isn't the only time he's watching videos of himself, you know, for himself.
So you think it's, are there other men out there doing this, Tom? I don't necessarily use myself as a great example of what men do. So you think I'm late to the party on double gripping it? The phone.
Well, I don't know. What are you doing with your hands? We're talking about what we're doing with our hands.
Well, one's on business and one's in the pocket.
One's in your pocket. Oh, but I'm the ridiculous one.
No,
yeah,
actually,
sure.
Sorry, I've just mimicked it here. It's two hands on.
Okay, two hands on.
Safety first.
Not on the
safety
phone.
Safety first.
All right, Tom. Well, you probably, I know that it's about 3:30, which is normally your toilet time, so let us know how the next Tom and Loggy video on our socials goes when you go into the urinal, okay?
All right, I won't film anything.
All right, thank God.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Look, I know there's going to be plenty of people out there that can relate to this, but when I go to bed at night, it's like my brain decides to run through every thought that it's ever had and really goes through every memory and like just anything I can think of just to really keep it rattling around there in the evening.
This is, sounds terrible, but I've worked with a lot of women that have had that.
Yeah.
I miss you, Jess. On maternity leave. I couldn't be further from it. My energy capsule for the day is literally start wide and it just thins and thins and thins. And as I get to bed, all the thoughts that are, even things that are important, it's just done. Like my wife tries to have serious chats with me and I'm like, I cannot. I'm done. I'm not trying to think of things from the past or solve problems or overthink stuff.
Well, what annoys me about it is I'll dilly-dally for 2 hours and nothing will be happening. Yeah. It'll be like monkeys. Like nothing's happening in there. Yeah, they've got their little drums or their cymbals and they're just, there's nothing happening. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I lay down. It's like, hey, remember what you did in 2016?
Yeah, I've heard this a lot.
Well, look, this is what happened to me last night. I was laying there and I can't really tell you why this popped into my brain. But I remembered there was a fan page of a show I liked, right?
Sure.
On Instagram, and I would interact with this page all the time. Now, when I say that, I remembered a particular message I sent them, I reckon in 2018, 2019, somewhere around that time. And this flashback of panic that I had within me led me to sitting up, getting my phone, finding these direct messages via Instagram that I had sent almost 8 years ago, and I went on a rampage and deleted about 10.
Oh, you can go back and delete that stuff.
You can. You can.
That's
unsend.
A great thing to know if you're listening right now.
Unsend those messages, baby.
Ah.
These are from 2018, 2019. What am I worried about them now in 2026? But my brain would not let it go.
Is it like, obviously, I feel like it's something you can't repeat if you'd wanted them to be. What are you on about? I mean, it's very Facebook memories coded where there was a period a couple of years ago where I would, every morning I would wake up, this is before I had a child, I didn't have much going on, and I would go on my Facebook memories just to delete things from like 2009 to 2012.
Oh, yeah.
Just like weird stuff. I feel like we all did versions of this. There is one thing I am trying to take down, and I don't want to talk about it too much. But there are just some interesting things that I'd said as a teenager that are not okay.
No.
And I'll say that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how to log in to shut it down.
So what? They're still there?
Maybe.
No, 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 no. You've got to do a cleanse, man.
No, because if it gets found out, I'm done.
No. Dude, you shouldn't be putting this up on our radio show. People can then search your name and scroll all the way back.
No, no, I'm trying to find... No, no, it had nothing to do with my name.
Okay.
But I just don't want it ever to be linked back to me.
What is
you
this?
You started this. I'm trying to help.
No, no,
I
get
it.
Trying
to feel better.
No, no, all good. But I just realized that this particular fan page that I had done, they're going to get notifications...
that you've deleted.
Davo.Lawrence deleted 20 messages.
Yep.
What did they say? Yeah, we'll never know.
They'll never know.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Pets are incredible things. Dogs, obviously, we love them so much. You've got your beautiful dog, Remy.
Yep, she's a lovely thing. Starting to get on. We love our Remy. Cats are obviously very popular. Budgies are apparently in third place for the most popular pet right now.
Mate, they've had a resurgence. They're in vogue at the moment.
Budgies are back.
They certainly are. But I want to focus on, you know, those dogs or the cats, those pets that you've got that really feel like they're part of the family. Like
common pets. Yeah.
Yeah, common pets. Like the ones that, yeah, they've got their own little entity in the household.
Little personalities.
Now, if you could, would you want to know what Remy is thinking or talking to you when she's barking or rah-rah-rah-rah at you? Do you think you'd want to know what she's saying?
Yeah, like everyone would want that for their pet, right?
Well, I don't know. All right, I think yes, as a novelty, sure. If you could find out what Remy was saying as a novelty, bit of fun, right?
Yeah.
But I think if you had to find out their inner thoughts and what they're thinking all the time, it might get you quite upset.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't need another thing in my life being disappointed in me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it's been a while since we've been on a walk, Dad. I'd really like to get outside of our house, Dad. Yeah, I know. But her eyes say that to me more than her voice ever could if she could speak.
Oh. Or, you know, you're in the shower and they're just judging you, looking you up and down, going, oh, God.
When was the last time you went to the gym?
Exactly. So I'm not sure that I would really want to know.
Okay.
But there, as you said, there are plenty of people out there that would.
Yeah.
And a Chinese company has created a new app that can translate what your pet is saying to you via AI and let you know in human voice.
Oh, but is it just coming out with some bull?
No.
Like, just going like the rawr, rawr, rawr. They go, oh, yeah, I'm hungry. Give me food. Like,
brother, it says it's 95% accuracy.
But like, is there a dog confirming? Like, yeah, that's what he said. That's what he said, you know. Yep, they're getting close. They're figuring it out.
Now, I do need to apologize. It's an AI. It's a collar that they wear, and it has
a
microphone.
Yeah, like the dog from Up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Wait, have I just read the storyline to Up? No. But it claims to translate pet sounds, emotions, and behavior into human speech with 95% accuracy.
Well, here at K-Rock, we luckily have been given access to a prototype of this app, and we have it here.
Yep.
We're going to use it. You said you communicated with my dog Remy earlier. Would you like to put it through the system and you can tell me what my dog Remy said to me?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Almost done.
Oh, Tim, another biscuit? Really? Can you share?
Interesting.
That's what Remy would be saying to you.
I've actually the prototype is so advanced, Davo. I've actually reached out to a dog of yours that's no longer with us.
Oh, Misha Barton Davidson.
Yes. But I reached into the depths, got something out of her.
Beautiful.
Let's have a listen.
Here we go.
All right. Hey, Mum, miss you. Remember that time you walked outside completely naked and vomited on the lawn right next to me? That was heaps. Miss you. Yeah.
True story.
So isn't that really cool that we've got the prototype? So Gus from our promotions team. G'day, Gus.
G'day, guys.
Now, Gus has got a beautiful cat. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about Ziggy, Gus?
My cat Ziggy, very lovely. I'm a proud cat dad. Mm. I've always wanted to talk to Ziggy, but we kind of do. We
talk to Ziggy.
And Ziggy talks back to us.
Oh, like, really?
Why hasn't Mum done the dishes yet, Ziggy?
Oh, you use
the cat to do that stuff.
So you've got really healthy communication in the relationship.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
it's a very close relationship with the cat. You had a bit of holidays lately.
Yeah, we went to Forest last weekend.
So nice.
And the Airbnb was pet friendly, so we didn't bring the cat along with all the toys and the kitty litter and everything.
You really love this cat. Yep. Like, you show us pictures of this cat like it's your child.
He is my child.
Sorry.
Okay. Yep. There's a... Do you want to use this program? Because it's so good. It can connect to Ziggy wherever Ziggy is, wherever you live, Gus. And Ziggy's got a few things that I think wants to... Is Ziggy a he or a she?
Hey.
All right. Ziggy's got a few things that he wants to say, if you'd be open for
it. I would love to hear him talk.
Okay, let's go. Firing it up. Using it. They'll probably work on a quieter version, I imagine. All right. Oh, connected.
Wow. Ziggy.
Here we go.
Please stop kissing me on the lips. The head, the cheek is fine, but please stop kissing me on my lips.
Gus. What's up with that?
I don't know what to say about that.
Well, yeah.
It's not on. There's one more thing. Do you want to connect again?
Yeah, let's
okay,
go. Again.
Okay, all right. Stop firing it back up. We're going to lose access to it in just a moment. One more time. Hey, Dad, stop using me to talk to Mum about the problems that you might have with each other. I don't want to become a child of divorce. I can't go through this again. Wow.
Wow.
That is heavy. Again?
Strong. Again.
Kissing on the lips,
happened.
Though. That's...
It's full on.
Yeah.
I do kiss him on the lips a couple of times, but he likes it.
Mm.
Well, he says otherwise.
It's Tim and Davo.
I think you think during that song just there, I was dancing and like putting my hand to my chest and doing some sexy movement.
It looked like you were touching your nipples.
No. I was in the middle of my chest. Actually, I have a very sore pimple. And I was like, ow. But I think you thought I was going like, ow.
I thought you were feeling yourself. you were.
Literally, yeah. It's not. It's a biggie. Oh, anyway, Davo, the Pope's at it again.
So
the
hot.
Pope is at it again. And we need to keep an eye. This is the American Pope. Pope Leo XIV. I'm not a Roman numerals expert, so let's not get bogged down in the semantics of what number Pope he is. But the Pope's got a new arch nemesis. It's AI. They're in over in Italy. So it's not an Italian. He's against artificial intelligence. He has been one of the big anti-AI speakers publicly in the world over the last few years.
Well, this is interesting because we recently spoke about over in Japan, they have these sort of monks that are going to temples around there.
Don't give them faith.
And they are now being in place of like priests and people that work at these places.
They gave
really
them,
technical stuff.
They gave them speed. They gave them strength. They gave them brains. And then they gave them faith. Literally, there are 40 movies telling you why that's a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
And Pope Leo has really come out and said, this is not good. This is dangerous. And he wants the world to disarm the AI robots because he's worried, even though he's wearing like Nike high tops to his Pope official duties.
But so he should be worried. And we've been talking about this for weeks, months even. It's their origin story. We're all laughing right now. It's all fine. It's a bit of fun with the humanoid robots. We're all having fun with AI. We're getting it to correct our grammar. Well, look around, my friends, because things are going to get crazy.
What I really like as well, what the Pope's done here, is he's not really made it about religion, which you think he probably should?
Not should, but he could have.
Well, he's kind of speaking, he's like, yeah, I'm Pope Leo the
mm-hmm.
And here's what I think about this. He said, there is no algorithm that can make war morally acceptable. So he's going, hey, regardless of faith, this is bad news, guy. Mm-hmm. And he's from Chicago, so it's like, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad over here.
He's had to deny what he believes in to try and get to the masses, the full masses, every single person he can reach to tell them to get rid of this AI. He's trying.
Yep. So the Pope's taken on AI. It's a different holy war than I think a lot of people were predicting. But it's something to keep an eye. This is way too jaunty.
It's full on, yeah.
But every time we talk about this, it is scary because they're fast, they're furious, and they're strong as Vin Diesel. So that's worrying.
They're wearing Bintang singlets at this point, so they're one of us.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.